It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hello, Rose friends. Today, our guest is Dr. David Slezak, distinguished professor at the University of Wisconsin and a very accomplished rose breeder. Our topic today is the American Rose Trials for Sustainability, also known as ARTS. Hey, David, welcome back to Rose Chat.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It's great to be with you again.
Now, last time you were here, you talked about the Clean Plant Network, and today you're going to talk about another very important work that you are doing to ensure that home gardeners have the very best roses for their area.
Yes, I'm excited to share this story, Teresa. So ARTS, American Rose Trials for Sustainability, started in 2012, and it started in response to the closing of the long-running program, All-America Rose Selections. And All-America Rose Selections is this classic program started in 1938, and it was started by rose industry people to help evaluate and test what the strongest, newest roses are in the market from various breeders and member nurseries. And then the winning roses were shared amongst those member nurseries for propagation. And then they had a really strong marketing effort to get those roses sold across the nation. And with the downturn in the economy, about a decade ago, a number of member nurseries going out of business, and the marketplace moving forward towards greater sustainability, and it not being until almost the program's close that they went to no preventative fungicide spray for trialing the roses. All those factors led to the disbanding of that program. And in 2012, I actually had a rose in the last group of roses being trialed under the All-America Rose Selection Program. So I was so excited for that. And it's a two-year program. And between year one and year two, I learned that the program closed, and that was it. And so I work with a number of great team members on the Earthkind team. So there's a strong rose component in this Earthkind team that started in Texas to help identify roses that are lower maintenance, regionally adapted. In the south central part of the U.S., I helped start a north central part of the U.S. program. And so we're used to trialing roses under low input conditions, allowing diseases and insect pressure to attack the roses, or at least expose them to them. And then through years of data collection and all the scientific bells and whistles, identify those that are the most adapted. So sharing with the rest of the team that All-America Rose Selection disbanded, and also myself for these Earthkind trials, I would get roses that just came on the market, and I'd distribute them to regional gardens, and we'd get a first glimpse at their performance in different regions of the country, and then those that showed promise would go into these long-term Earthkind programs. We brainstormed and saw the opportunity to do two-year short-term evaluation programs with more sustainability focus in how the evaluation occurred, and also using greater scientific understanding and components to increase the reliability, transparency, and credibility of the trialing process. So that's the initiation of ARTS, or at least the factors that came together. So instead of just receiving entries right away, we recognized that we needed to do our homework. So many of us are university scientists. Some of the team members work with public rose gardens. We had some industry people on board with the program too. So what we did was start from scratch. So instead of just taking the All-America Rose Selection protocol, we recognized that the EarthKind program had some wonderful added scientific components, and we recognized we needed to lay a strong foundation for a new program for it to continue into the future so it wouldn't meet a demise like AARS did. So we sent out questionnaires and got feedback from a number of different stakeholders. So gardeners, landscapers, public garden professionals, what is it that you value in your roses? And we started a new evaluation criteria that reflected everybody's needs. And surprisingly, everybody was on the same page. And much of what people valued was what we were already doing with the EarthKind program. So we tested the evaluation protocol with 22 different varieties of roses that were donated to us by different industry members. And these roses have done well in the EarthKind program. And that was at several sites across the United States. And we tweaked the evaluation just a little bit in order to get something that we were comfortable with. And then accepted our first group of trial roses about 2015. And the first award-winning roses got communicated in 2018. So that's how the program started. We went through the process in recent years to become a 501c3. So we're a nonprofit, and our focus that allows us to be a nonprofit is our educational focus as well as our scientific focus.
Now, one of the things that I noticed is different about other trials is that how you break out the growing zone. So tell us about that. That's different to me.
That's a great question, Teresa. So as we were trying to figure out what is the best way to divide up sections of the United States in order to come up with regions that made sense, because we wanted the award winners to be determined by region, because we know that All-America Rose Selection approach doesn't necessarily work so well today, because people don't want to spray their roses, use less pesticides. So regional growing conditions, be it temperature, moisture, fungi, insects, have a stronger impact on rose performance. So as we look to what would make the most sense in terms of delineating our regions from which then to trial roses and have lists of winning roses, we found that the Köppen climate region map made the most sense. This Köppen climate regional system was new to me. I didn't know about it before. So as we were searching different systems, it came to the forefront because it's used by ecologists. So what the system takes into account is not only temperature, like our United States Department of Agriculture cold hardiness zones do, it also takes into account precipitation. So the combination of temperature plus precipitation and patterns of those combinations of factors throughout the growing season. So ultimately that led to 8 different Köppen climate regions throughout the United States. So we evaluate our roses and have trial sites based on these different regions. One of our opportunities or challenges with the program is to communicate the regional system, because a lot of gardeners, like myself too, as a scientist even, was not familiar with that system, but it makes so much sense. So as ecologists use that system with plants and animals and, you know, just the general, you know, natural ecosystem, it applies so much to roses too.
Well, when I looked at the map and I saw that here in the Midwest, we were DFA. So I had to read about DFA. And it was so perfect. I mean, everything there, I thought, okay, that describes my growing conditions.
Yes, I totally agree. So the USDA cold hardiness zones are determined based on the minimum temperature, the lowest temperature that is typically experienced, but it does not take into account for what durations of time do these low temperatures become experienced in a region, or during the summer, for what durations of time what warm temperatures are experienced, and also then the interaction with moisture.
When you say moisture, I immediately remember last week, we could never look out our window. It was not raining. It was just so humid that it looked like it was raining. So, and when you walked out, it was though you were walking into a wall of water. So yes, wow. It makes a difference.
Yeah. For different diseases that take hold. So the amount of moisture precipitation is a huge factor for the types of diseases that are prominent. So moisture plus the temperature, like you say, has a huge impact mm-hmm. on rose performance.
So where are some of these trial sites?
That's a great question. So we have trial sites in Texas. So at Farmers Branch, Texas, also Midland, Texas. And they're actually in two different climate zones, even though they're in the same state. We have a site in Louisiana, Connecticut, the Green Bay Botanical Garden in Wisconsin, Berner Botanical Garden, which is also in Wisconsin. These two sites swap every other year for accepting roses. They're relatively close in proximity, so that's a way that some of these public gardens are able to manage the size of trials as they work together in partnership. There are sites in California. So Carrie Reed, she's an extension professional at a research station in North Central California. She hosts a site, and also in Utah. So these sites are across the country, and our goal is to ultimately get two trial sites in each of the different Köppen climate regions.
Great. So how are the winners selected?
That's a great question. So instead of having a quota, like we have to have one winner every year for each region, which doesn't make sense. Roses need to earn that designation. And how they earn their designation is by performing equal to or better than the average of the two control varieties. So every year when we plant a new set of roses into the trials, we also plant two control varieties. And right now those varieties are Double Knockout and Sunrise Sunset, because they have proven themselves as being well above average performers in our trials across the country. And we follow the performance of roses every month. So we take data on every plant. We have multiple plants for every entry. So for every variety that's entered into the trial, we have three plants planted, and they're randomized for the scientific component. And ultimately, all the scores are added up, and we have a rubric for the scores. So about 45% is based on flowers, about 45% as well based on the foliage staying healthy, and then the remainder is based on overall plant form. And we take those scores, add them all up, and then if a trial rose in a region scores equal to or better than those control cultivars, it wins a regional award. So there's no maximum number of roses that could win every year, or no minimum. Sometimes we have zero roses winning for a region in a year. Sometimes we have a few.
Great. such good guidelines. So tell us about some of the recent winners.
Great question. So we have already determined the 2021 winners. And so some of the most recent winners that will be promoted more and more as the winter goes on and next spring comes to us include Brindabella Purple Prince. So the Brindabella series is bred by a breeder in Australia, just coming to the United States. And the Brindabella series is known for above average health and also very strong fragrance. So Purple Prince has a beautiful dark color, a wonderful rounded mounted habit. It's a floribunda, and it has an intense fragrance. You could find it at some of the box stores. I actually saw some for sale this year at Home Depot. But also wonderful independent garden centers and hopefully soon some mail order suppliers. In addition, Cherry Frost, which was bred by a friend of mine in northern Wisconsin, is a small climber. It could also be used as a large shrub. It has wonderful clusters of many, many double beautiful clear red blooms. They keep their clear red color from opening all the way to finish. So these beautiful double blooms and these massive clusters throughout the whole growing season on this beautiful plant that's well above average for health and has really good winter hardiness in the north. Campfire is a shrub rose that behaves like a floribunda that opens a beautiful creamy yellow, and where the sun hits the petals, it becomes a vibrant magenta color. So no two blooms are exactly the same. And Campfire is sold in box stores, mail order catalogs as well. Cherry Frost is just coming on strong in the marketplace as well. Flower Carpet Pink Supreme, that improved version of Flower Carpet Pink, went through the trials and is a winner as well. So let me just share. Winners are determined by region, and we call a regional winner a local artist winner. So any rose that won at least one region is deemed a local artist award winner. And you could look on our website on the map and learn for your region, what are your local artists? So we have this little saying, listen to your local artists. So that's a great resource to help learn which roses are winners for my region. And then to give those roses that have even broader adaptability, those that have won in four or more regions, a special designation, we call those master roses.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. My goodness, these are so beautiful. I mean, there really is something for everyone. So tell our listeners how to find the pictures of these beautiful roses. Tell us about your website.
Great question. So the website is trustedrose.com. So a very straightforward name to remember. And on the website, there are a number of links. And one of the links is Climate Zone Map and Winners by Region. So I recommend everybody to go to that link. And what you could do then is look at the map, see the color of your region on the map. And then there are some little boxes off to the left that have the same color as what your region looks like on the map. Click on that, and then all your regional winners open up, and then you see a little thumbnail of each of those winning roses. You could click on a rose that looks interesting to you, and you'll get a larger image and a full description.
We're just at that time, at least in my area, where we're going to have to say goodbye to roses soon. So this is going to help us in making our wish list for next year for sure. David, this has been great. And for all the backyard gardeners, I say a big thank you to you and the rest of your team for all the work you're doing so we can purchase with confidence.
Thank you, Teresa. It's a labor of love for the arts team. So thank you for this opportunity to get the word out to your listeners.
Well, we're so glad to do so. Just a wonderful work that you're doing. And thank you. Rose friends, In our part of the world, it's time to start thinking about what roses will add to our gardens next year. So check out the arts website at trustedroses.com for the winners in your area. So until next time, be well and be safe, and we're wishing you all the best.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.